Gogebic Taconite President Bill Williams told a mining industry group in Duluth this week that the good news is that fewer people are taking the not in my backyard or NIMBY approach to mining opposition.
And you know, that's kind of encouraging, but a lot of them have now become bananas. Build absolutely nothing anytime near anyone. And I think this is a problem that we're all facing, and the mining industry has gotten a bad name for this.
But Williams says efforts to gain support in Iron and Ashland counties hit a snag, including at several one-on-one meetings with residents.
They started following us to these things and setting up gauntlets and cameras to film and interview the people afterwards. It became intimidating, and the people really didn't want that, so they would actually start backing out. But that was some of our attempts at getting out and meeting with the people that do have the questions.
Rob Ganson of Bayfield County is opposed to the mine. He attended a session in Ashland.
The people I know that attended the one-on-ones that are against the mine basically went there to get information, and some of them to get that information on video or audio tape so there would be a record of the response.
Ganson says GTAC is the one doing the intimidating. He happened to be one of the first people to bump into private security guards hired by the company, dressed in desert camouflage and carrying semi-automatic weapons last summer. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.